Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Paul Phillip, Editor-in-Chief of Caribbean American Weekly, The Immigrants Journal, and Workers' World Today. And we are joined by a very special guest, Mr. Sean Donovan, who is running to be the next mayor of New York City. Welcome, sir. Good to have you here with us.
Pearl, it's so great to be with you today.
So tell us, who is Sean Donovan and why are you running to be the mayor of New York City?
Well, Pearl, I believe I'm the right person to be mayor at this moment of crisis because I've led again and again to help this city and this country get out of crisis. I have the biggest, boldest ideas to bring our economy back, to help immigrants and so many other things. And I've got the experience at all levels of government to make those ideas real in the everyday lives of all New Yorkers. Now, my personal story is that I am both the grandson and son of immigrants. My grandfather was one of 10 poor Irish kids growing up on the south side of London. As a teenager, think about this, Pearl, he got on a boat alone to West Africa and then to South America to find work. My father grew up in Costa Rica and Lima, Peru. And like so many millions of immigrants, he came to this country to get an education, and he came to this city to find opportunity. And he did find opportunity. But I also saw around me growing up in New York so many people, especially immigrants, who weren't able to find the same opportunity. I saw homelessness exploding on the streets. I saw communities like Central Brooklyn and the South Bronx crumbling, even burning to the ground. And that was what lit a fire in me to go to work on behalf of this city that I love. And so I started volunteering in a homeless shelter in college. When I was finished school, I came back and I started working with a nonprofit that was building affordable housing, literally rebuilding the same neighborhoods I'd seen crumbling as a child. And I got to know Bishop Johnny Ray Youngblood, a remarkable leader of East Brooklyn congregations. And I said to him, put me to work. And he and I worked together to create more than 5,000 affordable homes in Brownsville, in East New York, in the South Bronx. And what I saw really set me on a path to public service, Pearl. It showed me that we can build wealth for immigrants, for native New Yorkers who are so often left behind, just as we've seen in COVID. They've been left behind. They're dying at disproportionate rates. We must create a city that works for everyone. And that's what I would do as mayor, to make sure that this is a city that works for everyone.
So you mentioned that you have the experience. Can you elaborate on that?
Absolutely,
because
Pearl.
We certainly need a leader. We need leadership right now with experience and knowledge.
We certainly do not need a rookie as mayor right now, Pearl. And we've seen the last 8 years what happens when you get someone who's more interested in rhetoric than reality and politics than people. What I would say to that, Pearl, is no one in this race has led through crisis in the way that I have. I was housing commissioner in this city in the wake of 9/11. When the worst housing crisis of our lifetimes hit and half of black and brown wealth, half of black and brown wealth was stolen in this country, President Obama asked me to join his cabinet and to help lead the country back. When Sandy hit our shores and so many of our neighbors lost their homes, their businesses. A friend of mine even lost his daughter in the storm. President Obama asked me to lead the entire federal recovery effort. And then he asked me to take over the $4 trillion federal budget. And just weeks later, Pearl, Ebola hit. And I ended up side by side with Dr. Fauci, with all our military leaders, with President Obama, then Vice President Biden, making sure that an emerging global health threat didn't become a pandemic that cost tens of thousands of New Yorkers their lives. So no one in this race knows how to rebuild from crisis the way that I do. And I will make sure that as we rebuild, we create a fairer New York that actually works for every New Yorker, particularly our immigrants and those who are left behind so often.
So you running for New York City mayor is because of your experience, your background, your ability to manage.
It's exactly right. I am a public servant, not a politician. And look, I think what New Yorkers really want at this moment, Pearl, is change. They're fed up with the political status quo. There are many people in this race that are part of that political status quo. Mm-hmm. There are just a few of us that are coming from outside politics to try to make a difference. But I'm the only one of those who actually has real experience in communities around New York for three decades, making a difference, creating affordable housing, ending homelessness, ensuring that immigrants are protected. All of those things are things that I have done for 30 years. So your listeners should know that I will do that every single day as mayor.
And talking about doing that as mayor, what would your first 100 days look like? What would be the issues you'd be tackling first?
Well, Pearl, first, we have to make sure that we have the healthiest, safest city in the world. And that means ensuring that every single New Yorker has access to a vaccine. And that hasn't happened. We need to make sure that we're sending mobile vaccination sites out into communities, in public housing community rooms, in our libraries, everywhere that New Yorkers need access, particularly Black and brown communities around the city. We have to make sure that we're protecting New Yorkers from this terrible virus. Second, though, we have to realize that when the health pandemic is behind us, we still have an economic pandemic and deep inequities that existed before COVID ever hit. And so that's going to mean we need to put 500,000 New Yorkers back to work. I have the clearest, boldest plan to do that. And I would start on that, not just in the first 100 days, I would start on it on day one. And in fact, I didn't even wait till I was elected. A year ago, I saw so many New Yorkers who were out of work, unable to find food. I saw restaurants, particularly Black and brown-owned restaurants in the hardest hit neighborhoods, going out of business. And I found a solution. I raised over $1 million, created a program called Common Table, and we got those very restaurants back to work, cooking hot, fresh emergency meals for those who needed the most. And we developed an app that allowed folks to order directly to their homes instead of going 4 hours standing in line at a soup kitchen and potentially getting COVID. And so those are the kinds of innovative solutions on day one, I would make sure we have in place to get all of our small businesses back to work and accelerate their recovery. The other thing I would say about it, Pearl, is no one in this race has the deep relationships that I have with President Biden and Vice President Harris. I'm the only one because I led the $4 trillion budget, because I led through crisis after crisis. I know how to make sure that federal money doesn't just come to New York City, but it actually gets to the ground, to the people that need it most. I would do that in housing. I would do that with food. I would do that with jobs. That's the kind of aid we need quickly. And within my first 100 days, I would make absolutely sure we're getting more aid and that it's getting directly to the folks who.
So I want to ask you two questions based on what you just said there. The first thing is in regards to the vaccine. There are many people who are apprehensive about taking the vaccine. What are your words of encouragement to get that vaccine?
Well, Pearl, I've learned this not only in my work with Ebola and Zika. I learned this over the past 2 years when I was working to help make sure every New Yorker was counted in the census, particularly immigrants. What I've learned is that no one will listen to your message unless they trust the messenger. And so what we need to do is partner with community organizations, religious leaders, nonprofits. Every single community across New York, especially our immigrant communities and our Black and brown communities, have organizations, they have trusted community leaders that we need to be connecting to. And so that's what I would do. I would make sure the city was putting money into those partnerships and ensuring that whether it's organizations like East Brooklyn Congregations that I started working with 30 years ago, Nos Quedamos, many, many organizations around this city that have real trust in their communities. We partner with them, get funding to them to allow them to do outreach. And that's how we're going to build the trust to make sure every single New Yorker is vaccinated.
So you mentioned your deep relationships with President Biden and Vice President Harris. And one would say, okay, yes, relationships are important, but hey, New York is a democratic state. What makes you so special that you would be able to get that done and not some other mayor?
Well, Pearl, you know, some other candidates say, well, I've got President Biden's phone number, mm-hmm. and that's going to... Let's be honest. There are hundreds of programs and leaders across the government. Not only did I work in the trenches in crisis after crisis with President Biden and Vice President Harris, nearly every one of the senior leaders and cabinet members in the administration are not just former colleagues, they're close friends. Ali Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security, the first person of color to hold that job, is a close friend. Think about what that is going to mean to protect immigrants in this city and to make this a true sanctuary city. Think about my deep relationships with leaders on both sides of the aisles in Congress. I've been called on over the past year, even as I was running for mayor, again and again to testify in Congress by Maxine Waters and others to help craft the solutions that are coming. And let me just make this very, very specific. When I designed this food program, Common Table, that I talked about a moment ago, I designed it in a way that we could bring hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars into this city to get our restaurants working again, to feed people hot, fresh, culturally appropriate meals. No one else in the race has that kind of knowledge. No one else led the $4 trillion federal budget, and no one again and again has built relationships there and knowledge that I could put to work for people in New York City. Just one other example I'd give you, housing. We're on the verge, literally, Pearl, of the worst eviction crisis in this city's history. I actually designed the program after the Great Recession that got aid very, very quickly to folks that were at risk of eviction. It's been the model for how to design the federal aid that's now coming to New York City. And I'm the only one who really understands how to build the kind of partnerships that I talked about earlier with nonprofits on the ground to get that money out quickly. So in many, many different areas, food, health, housing, jobs, I've actually done this work. Many others in the race will talk about it. I've actually walked the walk, not just talked it.
Okay, so given all that, how can one support your campaign and make you the next mayor of New York City? You've given a very strong case.
Well, thank you, Pearl, for those kind words. Go to seanfornyc.com. That's seanfornyc.com. There you'll find all of the information about my platforms. I am running the campaign of ideas. I have the boldest, most comprehensive ideas for the future of the city. They're all there on the website. You'll also find a link if you want to contribute. We have a fantastic public financing system in New York City that means that for every dollar you contribute, we'll get six more dollars into the campaign. So $100 becomes $700, $50 becomes $350. That's exactly how we're going to build this movement to win. And you can also volunteer for the campaign there. Press a button and you'll be able to sign up to help us get the word out in your community.
So we know that we have ranked choice voting for these elections. Can we put Sean Donovan 1, 2, 3?
Well, actually, just put me first.
Okay.
You don't want to, all you need is to put me first and okay. We'll be fine, no matter who you put below that. But you can't put the same person three times. That's one of the things about that.
That's very important.
Or even five times.
All right, great. So, Mr. Donovan, we want to thank you so much for being here with us today and sharing your ideas and information about your campaign. We wish you the very best, and we look forward to having you back again.
Wonderful to be with you, Pearl. I look forward to coming back again soon.
Thank you.
People power in politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's people power in politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.